It's the morning roast. Halfway home here, and I'm sorry. We just had Brian Baldinger on, and he called me Sam like 5 times. My ego's a little hurt. All right. I don't have that beautiful mane that Sam Lubman has, but I get it because Sam is the producer of the show today, and he's the producer of the morning roast, and he's the one that actually talks to Baldy down the line and is communicating him more than anyone else here at the station. So you know what? It's okay. We're doing a hell of a job. Sam's doing a hell of a job. I see you, Dave. I see you, TC. We're going to get to you guys on the phone lines, but we just had Brian Baldinger on, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, and he was amazing, as he always is, each and every week. And if you missed any of that interview, download the Odyssey app. It is free. You can find it there. You could also hit us up and find that on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And before I get to that sound, I want to hear your thoughts, Joe Shasky, because that's something that Dan Dibley has always hammered into me and others. It's bros before phones or cuts. So we need to hear from you before I go to a phone call or a cut. I know it's been in rare form in the last few months.
I don't care what bros before whatever. Here's what I would say is that
it was me being polite, and I want to hear you speak before I just dismiss you.
Baldy said a bunch of things that were very fascinating, and we're efforting kind of like chopping up the sound right now, and I want to hear from the audience. But the poor play in the second half is alarming. He played brilliant at stretches, and then Baldy said it very perfectly. One interception cost him the game. The second one sealed the game. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happens. And yes, your kicker's going to miss kicks. You watched the Cincinnati game over the weekend.
I did.
Okay. That team, outside of Burrow, was trying to actively lose that game a variety of ways.
Joe Burrow had to win the game 3 different times. Yes. He put them in position to win the game 3 different times, and they fumbled the first two. I mean, fumbled in the you know, the...
And forget money. This is just what separates the dudes from the, you know, guys playing quarterback.
Right.
I'm about the dudes.
No, the top fives from the top 10 15s. Like, that's just the difference. And it's okay. We learned this season Brock Purdy's not a top 5 guy. I think a lot of 49er fans thought they had a top 5 guy because he was an MVP candidate. We all thought, oh, he's just as good as Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson. He's not. That's okay. It's okay. You can have he could be Jalen Hurts. He could be, Jared Goff. You could get to Super Bowls with those guys. In fact, all 3 of those guys, Purdy included, have been to Super Bowls and have been very close to winning all those Super Bowls. Well, Jared Goff kind of got destroyed by Bill Belichick, but still they were in the game for the most part. That's okay. But things have to go right around him, and you cannot have that margin for error like you just had. You cannot lose the game for your team. You have to put them in a position to win more often than not. And it's funny because Baldy brought this up. You look at the other side. Like, Jared Goff has known for most of this season after the injuries, he has to be perfect.
He was
he can't make a mistake.
I thought he was incredible. Actually, like, no one wants to hear this. For a kid coming back home, he played a Brady-like game.
They played they had the Jared Goff chant. There's a lot of Lions fans there, rightfully so.
Good for him.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I did too.
I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's, what are you saying?
No, I got no negative to
say. He's a Bay Area guy, Marin Catholic,
I root for him.
Cal, come on.
He wears 16 for
Montana.
He
also lost 6 straight to the Niners, so it's like,
So, but like, I think the bigger thing, and like, there's the whole like, throwing interceptions late in games. That's not exclusive to just Brock. A lot of guys do that, okay? Like, that's been the hallmark of Dak throughout his career. He made a lot of money. They've won a lot of games.
Yep.
The big one for me is the injuries. And I asked Baldy the question, what's the bigger problem, the late game mistakes or the injuries? And here was his response.
I got it.
He's going to heal from whatever he injured last night. He's going to heal because he's healed repeatedly. But it is 3 straight years now with serious injuries. Now, we got to find out how serious this is. It's 3 straight years with injuries. There is a track record there that gives you cause for concern. It just does. When you can line up and play 17 every year, that concern never crosses your mind. Jared Goff can do that. He has done that. But it is a cause for concern. I would be more concerned about the injury history right now than I would be about late game mistakes.
How can you argue?
888-957-9570. Are you more concerned about the injuries or the mistakes from one Brock Purdy? And, you know, should he have played last night? That was a conversation we were having before the show, during the show. Should it be up to the quarterback in that situation when you're going to be paying him all the money you're going to be paying him? they're out of the playoff picture. Should John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan stepped in? There's a lot of different layers, kind of like ogres or like onions. There's a lot of layers to this conversation. Shout out Shrek. A lot of layers to this Brock Purdy talk.
But, you know, like, you buy certain products and there's like a buyer beware sticker on it, you know? Like, mattresses is a great example.
No, use as is as the sticker. So they sell it usually because I used to work in retail.
Okay.
So you'd slap, it's 75% off, but it's as is you top on there. So there's something, there's a defect with it. But you know you're paying 70, it's 75% off. So I'm only, you know, paying a couple bucks here for, I don't know, a makeup case, yeah. But there's a big crack in it, right? I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, no, I like this. So, there's a buyer beware sticker
crack.
Slapped on Brock Purdy right now. Doesn't mean I don't want him. It doesn't mean I'm throwing him out. It doesn't mean I'm trading him.
But the price has shifted.
Not only has the price shifted, my whole opinion on where this is going long term has shifted. But here's the other thing. It can shift back. There was a time when I didn't believe in Jared Goff long term. I still have similar questions about Jared Goff that I had a couple years ago. Like, can this guy down 8 points in a playoff game on the road, you know, will his team do a victory? I don't know. Like, we'll see. And I think really highly of Jared Goff right now, right? So I have a lot of questions on him, but I really like Jared Goff right now. Baker Mayfield, a year and a half ago, I was like, no, there's just no, this guy's not a franchise quarterback. He's not good. Today, I'm like, dude, Baker's a baller. Like, I don't know where I stack him up right now, but I really like him. Brock today feels like a depreciated asset. That doesn't mean I'm throwing him away, and it doesn't mean that I'm ready to, like, bid adieu to him. Simultaneously, I want to see where this goes, and I'm in no rush to slap an expensive premium price tag on him. I'm putting the buyer beware label on him. I'll buy, but I also understand I got to put some clauses in there that protect me, and I need to put some stuff around him in that quarterback room that protect me. Another veteran or a young player you're taking a flyer on, and you got to draft somebody.
And what I don't want is what I saw on the opposing team yesterday, for my offense to have to be Brock heavy and try to throw every single time just to keep pace because my defense can't stop a nosebleed.
That's a whole other team building conversation.
Correct. And that's just last night highlighted just all the deficiencies around this team and just why, you know, they need a close to a top 10 draft pick is what they're going to get because they need to shore up the defensive line, the offensive line, the linebacking core, is Dre Greenlaw.
Kicker.
The kicker. Like, there's everything on the table right now. Punter. Like, everything is up to question right now.
Even Devo, kick returner, has been nice, and then he fumbled.
Then he fumbled the ball, exactly. We got Dave in Fresno, TC in Sac, Dave in South San Francisco. We got a lot of calls we want to get to.
That's right.